For education to succeed, there needs to be the opportunity for an exchange of ideas, both on a planned as well as spontaneous level. Our right to free speech leads all of us to believe that's a protection which we all live under. Unfortunately, according to a study, that protection comes with a time limit at, believe it or not, over half of the colleges via a variety of ways, including what are known as free speech zones. When the free speech rights of one student collided with college policy, rather than fall silent, she decided to fight back. Here to discuss this story and these college campus policies is the project manager for constitutional reform with the Heartland Institute, Kyle Mikely. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And the website for the Heartland Institute is heartland.org. So give us the background on the story. This happens out in Arizona.
Yes, definitely. A college student by the name of Brittany Mirrorless, who is a student at Paradise Valley Community College, which is in the Metro Phoenix area, recently filed a lawsuit in the District of Arizona Federal Court. She is suing the board of Paradise Valley because that her free speech rights were violated because she did not, in the opinion of university administrators in the student life department, received a proper time notice and permit to hand out pocket constitutions for Young Americans for Liberty back in October. Despite she got approval of the day of that she was going to put a table in this free speech zone, which is like in the commons area of that community college, one of the student life administrators had a bit of a verbal tilt with her and said, well, you got to have 48 hours notice to do like anything for your group, especially hand out pocket constitutions. So that's what led us to the situation. We have had a situation earlier this year at the College of DuPage in West Suburban Chicago in which a student there that was representing Turning Point USA was threatened with arrest for handing out pocket constitutions without a permit from College of DuPage. So this is a continual trend we are seeing of free speech zones being used to control voices.
And regarding the idea of the free speech zone, my understanding, correct me with this if I'm wrong on this, at the federal level, they are striking down or, in effect, making illegal these free speech zones, and the colleges who have them, they put them into the dark side for a little bit, wait for the dust to clear up, and then they just roll out that policy again. Is that true?
Well, what we are seeing in that respect is we're seeing colleges that are putting together these policies for free speech zones. And what will happen in these instances is once a student files a complaint on a free speech zone, these cases usually get settled out of court, okay? And what will happen is that during this process, this is usually a fact-finding process for the universities to find out if they did anything wrong. And I think a lot of these colleges, they avoid going to trial in this situation because they don't want to spare themselves the embarrassment that they would have if they were to go through a trial if this was fully decided in the courts. And the thing is, with free speech zones, to expand on another point, is this is the second coming of the anti-free speech movement in colleges. The first wave was in the 1980s and 90s with speech codes that were instituted in colleges. And there is no better example of who pioneered that concept was Donna Shalala, former Clinton Health and Human Services Secretary and also former Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin at Madison, who had one of the first free speech codes in the 1980s, 1987 to be exact. And other universities took on Ms. Shalala's lead, and therefore you have seen colleges already, like, you know, follow that lead until you've had federal courts strike down speech codes. In this instance about with speech zones, we're going to see a similar, like, you know, legal trend that a lot of these cases will get settled in court.
We're talking with Kyle Mikely, who is the project manager for constitutional reform at the Heartland Institute. Heartland.org is their website. About the free speech zone policy at Paradise Valley Community College, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Do we know that at that point in time on that day where Brittany set up to hand out the copies of the Constitution. Boy, doesn't that sound like a radical idea. There was a timetable, there was a schedule, there was someone that was scheduled shortly thereafter. Was she blocking somebody from access to that zone? Was any of that clear or apparent?
That was not apparent. What has happened was that Ms. Mireles actually videotaped the encounter with the student life administrator, because that important part foretells the issue right there. That's to what led to this lawsuit, because what happened was that the student life administrator for Paradise Valley Community College, simply verbally accosted her and said, look, we understand you had a permit, but you need to have 48 hours advance notice from the student life department in order to be in the free speech zone. To admit, yes, that there were some other organizations within that free speech zone at the time, but there wasn't any complaints about her blocking any organizations within that, free speech zone at the community college commons. So it was more of a encounter with an administrator. That's what basically fueled the fire for this lawsuit.
So it was just administrator being really overly hardcore to a policy, which apparently the university was the one who made the mistake.
Yes, and it sounds like right there that the community college made a mistake right there, because I have read the policy for Paradise Valley Community College on their free speech zone. And their policy states that we understand that there's a First Amendment right, but it's meant to, in their opinion, promote expression without hurting others. So this has meant nothing to be a form of political correctness on the form of a taxpayer-funded community college, which has no basis and no rights whatsoever to curtail free speech and free expression amongst students and staff.
And again, as best as we know, there wasn't anyone else set up in the free speech zone that would have conflicted with what Brittany was doing. For example, it wasn't like there was a pro-Hamas demonstration going on and a Jewish organization wanted to set up next to the pro-Hamas organization, which obviously, that would be a little confrontational in that case. There was no situation like that.
No, there was no such situation right there.
Help the listener understand the idea of free speech zone, because we think of college campuses, community colleges, university, whatever the case may be. There's a lot of land. There's a lot of space. What's the, other than censorship, what's the purpose of fine-tooth combing when a student can step up on a soapbox, much like back in the Revolutionary War days? You stood up in the town square, you had something to say, well, guess what? Constitution lets me say it.
Yeah, the thing is that, with these free speech zones, what it's meant to be in the university administrator's view is, in their viewpoint, that they don't want students to use the entire swath of the campus to promote their views. So, for example, they think that they have a right to say to the students, no, Johnny, you cannot set up a table anywhere you please around the campus, by the business school hall or by the engineering hall. So what they try to do is you have to set up your organization's table or whatever, or where you can express in a certain zone of the campus, whether if it's the student union, or the main common of a large college campus, for example, Rutgers University or something. So that's what it's meant to be in the administrator's point of view, is that they don't want students that are just going to plop up a table anywhere and say, hey, here's some stuff from, Students for Young Americans for Liberty. And that's what has led to this whole free speech thing, because they think that they have a public right to control, where students can go set up shop and express themselves right there.
Or learn more about this, you can certainly Google the college and see what the lawsuit, by the way, was filed by Alliance Defending Freedom. And you can learn more about that by Googling Paradise Valley Community College. And in the news section on Google, you'll see a lot being written about this. And spend a little time looking at the comments section of those articles, too, because it looks like Ms. Brittany is getting a lot of support in this cause, and the university is going to have to swallow hard and do something to rectify what they did as far as their free speech zone policies. Learn more about the work of the Heartland Institute, heartland.org. We've been joined by the project manager for constitutional reform, Kyle Mikely. Kyle, thanks so much for helping us understand what is happening, not just at this university, but really our universities around the country. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.